Capella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center in Brookfield. 10 o'clock hour of William Tausch begins now. And before we bring in newly minted Packers fan, Michelle Smallman, or as I call her, let's hear the breaking news from this morning's edition of Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
So as you guys know, I am a girl from Illinois, and I went to the University of Illinois. A lot of orange and blue in my closet. And I've always been jealous of my friends who were Bears fans because they have the Monsters of the Midway, like you said, Evan, tough, right there on the water in Chicago. They have a perfect identity. And you guys know how important home is to me, mm-hmm. which is why I'm giving my final rose to... Wait a minute. I don't live there anymore. I don't live in Illinois anymore. CC, give it to the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah! Wow. I can't do this now.
Wow, what a twist. Plot twist.
Joining us now. Wow. And that's going to endear her to her new fan base.
She knew
even
what she's
more
doing.
So
she's a pro.
By
she knows
sticking the knife in the back of the Bears while she, or in their chest, yeah. more likely. It is Michelle Smallman on William Tausch. Michelle, good morning. Welcome aboard.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. And I guess in that moment, I realized that I'm used to the anger from Chicago sports fans, and I could just deal with that for the rest of my life. I was happy with
right.
it. I was very happy with my choice and very happy that you guys and so many other Packers fans have welcomed me to the family.
So let's cut through all the drama, because I'll be honest, I don't watch The Bachelor.
But you love
or
the drama.
Bachelorette. I generally do, but I think in this case, and you can admit it now that it's over. I was watching yesterday as you went through the final three, and then I was driving down here to Brookfield, so I did not see the instance of turning the knife in the Bears as you did there. But let's be honest. It wasn't love at first sight. It was love at first listen. Like, you joined us. We gave you all the reasons that mm-hmm. you should be a Packers fan. The fact that this team and this organization and this fan base wasn't going to desert you the way the Rams did. This was all window dressing. You just went through the motions for this. All along, you were going to be a Packers fan. You can admit that now. Go right ahead.
So the Packers were definitely the front runner for the majority of this journey. And it all started, you're right, with the conversation that I had with you guys. You outlined it perfectly. There was no reason why I shouldn't pick the Packers. But I haven't watched The Bachelorette or The Bachelor either. But I did. I started to do research for this journey. And
research.
What happened is, yes, research, air quotes, research. And even though there might be a front runner at the outset, what happens is other people start to sway you. There starts to be other candidates that pop up. And the Jets, me being here in New York, certainly were one of those teams. And the Bears were right there. I'm not going to lie to you. I woke up yesterday morning, and I told Nuno, I think I'm going to pick the Bears.
Ooh.
And maybe it's because I have so many friends in Chicago who were in my ear. I kept thinking about the fact that I am from Illinois, but I don't cheer for an Illinois-based team, how fun it would be to finally join my friends and their fandom, considering as a Cardinals fan, usually they hate us for being so great. But then mm-hmm. I went to a vintage shop here in New York, and I asked them where the sports section was, and I walked over, and the first shirt I pulled out was a Green Bay Packers shirt. It said Green Bay Packers, football, and cheese. And I thought to myself, what are you doing? Why are you trying to force something that's not right? It's always been the Packers. There's no reason not to go with the Packers. This is the universe slapping you in the face, Michelle, and you better listen.
So, Michelle, I was a little bit, when we had you on, I felt like it was going to be Green Bay, and then I told Jason, let's make sure, I think we give Michelle a bunch of space. Let her go
yeah,
through her process.
Space.
Because you just knew that we had the most to offer for you.
And I'm a little clingy, if we're being
You
honest.
Are. So we just said, let's make sure we you know, steer clear. But the Joe Burrow part was the thing that concerned me. I felt like you really were
bad
smitten
boy.
With Joe, the bad boy, if you will. Is it that you've matured past that stage? Or is there something, because I guess help us go through that process, because that, and then your New York Jets and you picked Aaron Rodgers as your MVP. And I just was wondering, is she done with that bad boy part of her life? And it seems as if that's where you're at.
Yes, I think I hopefully have ended that cycle. But
there's a phase.
Yeah, for my fandom, hopefully. But the Joe Burrow piece was a little tough for me. That's where my head got a bit scrambled, because before today, because obviously Jordan Love is my guy, he's our guy now, Joe Burrow is my favorite quarterback. He is a proven winner. I love his energy. I love his swag. He's obviously incredibly talented. He's the only guy up until this point that you could consider to be a true challenger to Patrick Mahomes. But unfortunately, he hasn't been able to stay healthy. But there's so much to like about Joe Burrow. There's so much to like about the Bengals. The great folks in Cincinnati made a wonderful pitch to me. But I had to think about the organization holistically. I had to think about life before Joe Burrow for Cincinnati Bengals fans, and I had to contemplate life past Joe Burrow as a Cincinnati Bengals fan, and that gave me reason to pause. When I thought about life before Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers, pretty good, pretty good. Mm-hmm. And I have every confidence in the organization that once the Jordan Love era is over, that they'll have the next person waiting right up. Why wouldn't I? The history is there.
Talking with newly minted Packers fan Michelle Smallman from Unsportsmanlike. Now, Michelle, I don't want to take all the credit, so I won't, even though I probably deserve most of it, for you becoming a Packers fan. What were the other things that swayed you other than your appearance on this show, which I clearly did the best job of convincing you when you were on with us that time? What else swayed you in the direction of, as Tausch likes to call them, the G&G?
G&G. Well, obviously, as noted, my conversation with you guys, hugely important in this entire journey. And I do appreciate the space, because you don't want to smother someone when they're making a decision. You want to have them
I totally would have
arrive.
Ruined this. Sorry to interrupt you. I would have totally smothered you.
That's why
you
Jason like covered that. High school and college track when he for about 7 or 8 years.
I don't think that's necessary to include in the discussion. But be that as it may, yes, definitely better that you got your space from me specifically. Now, please continue. Sorry to interrupt.
I appreciate you allowing me the space and going against your natural instinct to smother, because it actually helped in this situation, because it allowed me to really go through the entire motions of dipping my toe into the different waters, different markets, different fan bases, to see if it was a true fit. But at the end of the day, it boiled down to a couple things. History. Who has more solid history than the Green Bay Packers? I mean, the title town. The trophy is named after your coach, for crying out loud. You have the history. An incredibly loyal and passionate fan base. The Green Bay Packers have that in droves, and you have it coast to coast. There's Packer fans everywhere. Today, once I made the announcement, I had Packers fans calling me from California, South Carolina, New York. They're everywhere, which I love, because living in New York City, I'm not obviously in Wisconsin, I know that I can find a watering hole with like-minded Packers fans to watch the game on Sunday. Very important. The quality of fan, very important. I don't think I would have been a great Eagles fan, guys. I just don't think I could summon the anger and the eagleness needed in order to cheer for a Philadelphia team. The mannerism of the Packer fan, very, very, very enticing to me. And then the ultimate tipping point is a couple weeks ago, we had a gentleman by the name of Gus call into the show. And he was a little accusatory towards me, saying I'm actually not a loyal fan, because if I was loyal, I would have followed the Rams to L.A. And I had to hopefully politely school Gus as to why St. Louis shouldn't follow the Rams to L.A., because the owner is terrible. He was awful to our city, put a lot of people out of work. It was just a really bad thing that a guy from Missouri did to Missouri people. And when I was thinking about this last night after the fortuitous Green Bay Packer shirt pull at the vintage store, I thought, why did I even press this decision the way that I did? Why was I so stressed out about this? I don't have to deal with a billionaire owner in an ivory tower who will threaten to move the team from Green Bay. That's not an issue here. So if I learned anything from my terrible Rams fandom experience, it was that the Green Bay Packers were always going to be the home for me, because I don't have to go through that trauma ever again.
Yeah, that is for sure. Now, the Bears were intriguing too, I'm sure, on your end, because your Illinois roots, the fact that you had a bunch of, hoodie, you had a bunch of guys calling you and getting you involved there, and their quarterback, the hard knocks component. How hard was it but awesome in the same way to jab that knife in Bears fans, really ingratiating yourself to Packer fans right out of the gates.
Well, I am a loyal person, guys, and if I'm going to be a Packers fan, we're going all in. Okay, we are from the jump going to be the best Packers fan that I can possibly be. And doesn't that mean hating the Bears at the outset? I just feel like that comes with the territory, so I had to give it a little jab to the Bears. And I was interested in me and Caleb Williams potentially being on the same timeline. His rookie season, my rookie season as a fan. There's something interesting about that. But even though Caleb Williams, up until this point, feels like everything is trending in the right direction and that he is going to be that savior quarterback that Chicago has been desert thirsty for decades, we don't know that it's going to turn out that way. He's still unproven at the NFL level, whereas Jordan Love has proved it. Second half of the season, amazing. Last 2 months of the season, best quarterback in the league. We saw him step up in the playoffs. I have a body of work and proof of concept with Jordan Love that I don't have with Caleb Williams. So even though the Bears were right there at the end, I don't know, I couldn't do it. Plus, like I said, I'm used to Chicago fans hating me. I'm from St. Louis. And just like they hate Packers fans for the Packers always owning them and having their number, I'm comfortable in that space as a Cardinals fan. I'm not afraid of it.
All right, Michelle, last one for me. What are the expectations for you now that you're fully on board? You're going to get up to games, but just give us your overview, because we're here, we're seeing, we watch it every day. This is what we do. What's your optimism level for this year's version of your now favorite team?
I am incredibly optimistic about my team, the Green Bay Packers. Like I said, we saw them really turn on the Jets in the second half last season and in the postseason. I thought that they were amazing. I love that we're going to get a hopefully full season of that second half version of Jordan Love. He truly feels like he's going to be the next one in line with the Favres and the Rodgers. I know we don't want to put that much pressure on him, but after he got paid in the way that he did and what we saw of him, some of those throws he can make, I can't help but be enamored with the guy and really believe that he's going to have that longevity and be that quarterback that gets the Packers to a Super Bowl. But I just love that they're such a young team. They feel like they simultaneously have an identity but also are malleable and can continue to grow together. And I think that they could absolutely win the division. The Lions are going to be a tough bear, no pun intended, with the Bears in the division too, to deal with. The Lions are stacked. But I have no reason to believe that the Packers shouldn't challenge for the division title and make noise in the playoffs.
Talking with Michelle Smallman, a newly minted Packers fan and our favorite host, and then Canty and then Evan Cohen on Unsportsmanlike across ESPN Radio. All right, before we let you go, two things. One, just a tip from a non-Packers fan as a reporter. Despite the nice things you said about Caleb Williams, do not put it out there that you would like to see Caleb Williams and Jordan Love both be really, really good quarterbacks for the next decade, because that does not seem to go over well with Packers fans, I have found. I want to see that rivalry be great quarterbacking for the next decade plus. I hope I turn out to be right about that, because I think that makes it more interesting. Packers fans just want to keep beating the Bears. I am curious, though, as an Illinois native, as a St. Louis girl, how long have you now been in New York City? Because there is a bar that is known in New York, in Greenwich Village, which is not an area I'm familiar with, called Kettle of Fish. Aaron Rodgers visited there when he was still a Packer. They are allowing Jets fans to support him in their bar. But are you? Have we considered like an appearance at Kettle of Fish to really kind of
launch
your, thank you, your fandom as a Packers fan in New York City?
So today is actually my 2-year anniversary of moving to New York City, and I have been to Kettle of Fish. Surprisingly, I've been there one time. I was unaware that it was a Packers bar, but I can't this weekend because I have plans out of town, so I will be watching the Packers from the comfort of a couch, not in the city. But you better believe The following weekend, I will be going there, and I will be cementing myself as a Packers fan in New York City. I didn't even know that there was a bar here. I was going to look it up. I figured there would be, so thanks for the intel.
Well, and in exchange, if you're going to go watch the game somewhere, send Tausch your password for Peacock because he refuses to sign up for it, so he can't watch the game. Mishmel, we're so happy for you. We welcome you to the Packers fan base, and we look forward to future visits on the show. And good luck with Evan, because I know that's not the easiest thing to deal with on a daily basis.
Well, thanks for the welcoming. Can't wait for the first game of the season, and go Pack, go.
There you have it. Mishmel Smallman, a new Packers fan.
You could tell she is mature, because a lot of times in these situations, you get pulled in different directions. She had a thought. I think she went through her process, and she made the correct, mature decision that's going to bring her a lifetime of happiness in comparison to chasing.
Do you think we were ever truly in danger?
No. I think the only part was I could
Burrow.
Just Burrow was it. Because Burrow's a stud, man. Listen, LSU, what he did, he's the only guy to slay Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City.
Few guys who have lost their girl to Burrow.
I think his injuries and the fact that the Bengals are a very frugal organization and don't have that same success, I think the ownership component to this is what really swayed Mishmel. Mm-hmm. I think that part of it, knowing that she's not going to be stung by that again, is what really swayed her to come on board.
And Don in Mayville on the text line also says, remind Mishmel she can also be an owner, too, of the Green Bay Packers. So if she wants it in her own hands, she can do it.
Yeah. There will be another one soon, and I'm sure that Lord knows what that price tag will be, but when it is, she will have to buy some stock,
yes. That will be part of the equation. All right, we thank her for joining the Packers fan base and for joining our show. Bears fans, especially our guy Jay Hood,
Cap, I don't think he's real happy either.
Cap's got something going on with Mercedes Lewis, though. So he made a nice soft landing.
Okay.
He's got our guy Mercedes Lewis on board with some of the stuff he's got going on. Look, if you're a Bears fan, you cannot sue for a broken heart. I don't think that's how this works over this. But if you do need legal advice because you've been injured, hey, doesn't matter. Bears fan, Packers fan, whatever fan you are. David Gruber and Gruber Law Offices are here to help you through that challenging time. Call them. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Or go to the website, gruber-law.com. Find out more about the firm, about all the great lawyers that are there, and everything that Gruber Law Offices does in the community. Again, Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. More from the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center in Brookfield. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Coming in left and right here at the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center.
That's it.
Checking out windows and
doors.
Well,
people want to get $250, man. They got $250 off.
And a chance to win
$2,000. And bagels and coffee and Gina. I mean, what else could you ask for?
Should we have Gina on next?
We can have Gina on whenever Gina's little heart desires.
She's drinking her beverage. We'll have to find time.
We'll find a time, and we'll make sure Gina joins us.
She'll join us coming up. It's a family affair here at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I am eager to discuss some of the other aspects of the Packers as they get ready for their opener in Brazil. They did take off this morning. They will be arriving in Sao Paulo this evening on their 10.5-hour flight. I spent some time with Josh Jacobs yesterday, which I enjoyed. Eager to see what his role will be and what their options are behind him when he needs a breather against the Eagles, or how many breathers he'll even actually get against the Eagles.
Yeah, and I joined Unsportsmanlike this morning to and it was weird. I'm getting texts. I'm out and about, and I didn't have my phone. And I get back, I see my phone, and Evan sent me like 7 texts. Where you at? You okay? Blah 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 blah. And
are you okay?
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, I didn't have my phone for an hour. Chill. So then I jumped on at 7 o'clock to tell Michelle how smart she was, basically, for picking the G&G. And I guess one of the questions I think Canty asked me was, what are your concerns about this team? Because we're optimists. I am very optimistic about where this team is. And that was one of the concerns. Obviously, place kicking is at the top of everybody's list as far as what's going to determine games. But the other one was depth behind Josh Jacobs, because – I think everybody here believes Josh Jacobs is a stud. He's going to be, as long as he's healthy, he's going to be incredibly productive. I think from a fantasy back standpoint, you want to find guys that aren't going to get vultured. He's not going to get vultured. So he'd be somebody that I think you have to really, really like. But who's behind him? They picked up who's the kid that they picked up, the practice squad?
From the Dolphins, Brooks.
Okay, oh, Brooksy. They got Brooksy, who knows if he's going to be somebody that has to play. You have Emmanuel Wilson. I can't imagine that old boy is going to play a lot, the USC rookie. I don't think he's going to be somebody that, especially early in the season, you're going to count on. I think he'll be more of a James Starks-like middle to the end of the season, and hopefully he emerges as that really good 1-2 punch. That should be the goal, but right now, I do think the running game is so critical to what Matt LaFleur tries to do that his health and where he's at, especially on third down when you have to have somebody that you trust back there for the protection schemes, Josh Jacobs needs to stay healthy, I think, in the beginning of this season for Green Bay to get off to the start that we're looking for.
We'll talk to Gene Adella in the 11 o'clock hour. We've got Steve the Homer True scheduled to appear next. So you were without your phone for an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier today.
Yep.
On your drive down, though, you had your phone, and
you
could have ordered ahead in the app for a quick trip snack you wanted to.
No, I could.
But, of course, that would have required you to stop.
And I don't like texting and driving, Jason. Safety first. My grill has been getting quite the workout. My go-to right now, of course, is from Quick Trip, the ground beef. Straight from the Quickery. Max has been doing a great job with smash burgers. You get that little crust on the edge. Oh, baby, it's only $2.99 a pound. Perfect ingredient, you know. Great ground beef deals aren't the only thing that Quick Trip has to offer. Chicken, 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 chicken. Roasted chicken every Monday for $5.99. Bone-in and tenders. You know, I love their chicken tenders. Yeah. $9.99, and that is today Wednesday?
It is.
I'm all screwed up on the day. But today, $9.99, and the tenders, they are hand-breaded and boneless. Oh, baby, they're good. Grab Quickery white bread for 99 cents a loaf. Make some sandwiches. And we're in Wisconsin, so the dairy deals at Quick Trip, they are second in a Nature's Touch American cheese, $1.99 to put on those little crust burgers. Perfect for a classic grilled cheese as well. And, of course, ice cream, Nature's Touch, vanilla or chocolate for $2.99. All of these deals and more at Quick Trip. Download the Quick Rewards app to order ahead and earn points. Take care of the payment and just stop by to pick it all up. Or you can do as Jason said, order ahead and get it brought to you curbside.
I feel like I owe you an apology.
How so?
I'm looking at that sheet that you're reading off of there. Mm-hmm. That's tough to read. It's all in capital letters. There's the punctuation. I no wonder that's sometimes a little bit challenging.
How do you say it's challenging? I try to add my own twist, too. I'm not going to just read it verbatim. I like having little notes to make sure I'm hitting the
points. You're an ad-libber. We know that. But still, all capital letters. You didn't type that up. Somebody sent that to you?
You're telling me you type up your reads.
Well,
you
no,
type them up yourself.
I don't have them in. They're not in all caps. I struggle to read all caps. You're great. I'm not criticizing you.
No, it sounds critical.
No, not at all.
Gina, is that critical? Yeah. It's incredibly critical.
No.
Well, it's Gina's place.
So Gina says it's critical, it's
when we're at the Pell Experience Center, it's Gina's place.
All right.
So yes.
Well, then I've been very critical of you, and we will be.
By the way, you are just a very, like, that's, you're a needler. You love needling. Like, it's all this, but, oh, Bruce Irvin. Oh, that's what you
Irvin
do.
The thing, I feel like.
No,
I
but you do that with everybody.
Now.
You love needling.
No.
You're a needler. 100% needler.
Definitely a needler.
Yes. Thank you, Jesse. Jason Needles. You're related to Dan Needles.
What
the needler.
What happened to Dan Needles? Check in with him one of these days.
All right. You're related to him. The Needler.
We're going to check in with Steve the Homer True. He is scheduled to appear on this very show. Are we going to disagree with him on anything? We're going to get to his Brewers take that he has.
That was a good take.
That was a very good take. We'll talk to him about that. And someday we'll talk about the Packers on this
show. So I was actually talking to Matt LaPay yesterday, and I mentioned Homer's take. And I said, it is the 93 Badgers. From a surprise standpoint, this year's Brewers team equal. And he mentioned, how about that 2000 Final Four team? 8-8, and they go to the Final Four. That was a pretty good argument as well.
Well, we'll bounce that off of Homer. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
It is Steve Homer, good morning. How are you?
I'm awesome. The doc just told me I have a abnormally huge heart. I knew that all the time, but it was nice to know.
Oh, you're like the Grinch. Or like
actually, it actually said my aorta is too large, but that's my medical explanation. Because my heart's too big. But anyway, so
is that?
I don't think that's.
I don't think that's what you want. You all right? Should we worry about you now?
It's not what I want. Oh no. It's not a concern. I would not bring it up if it was a concern. If it was a concern, I wouldn't tell you. Yeah, it's a little bigger than normal, but that's how. My analysis was, it's just, you know, living your life with a big heart. Eventually, the aorta gets a little bigger. And so, I've kind of always known I had a great heart and big heart, but it's nice to have.
You just didn't want anybody else to know.
Super humble, too.
Yes, that's correct. Yep. It's good.
Well, you and your big heart, which you apparently now have both literally and figuratively.
Correct, yeah.
Is undeniable, and I've been trying to tell people about that, even though you didn't want us telling people about that for quite a period of time. But you also have some pretty good tweets when it refers to the Milwaukee Brewers. Help people understand what your argument is about the 2020.
Yeah, this is one of your best tweets in a long time. Got some engagement. That was good, Homer.
It's a pretty low bar.
Fair.
Thanks. You feeling okay?
Hey, the Big Needler. Hey, what do you think about Wilde being called the Big Needler? Because he just needled you right there.
Yeah, that's good. I'm okay.
Okay, good.
I'm still shocked that you said something that complimentary about what I've done. I'm trying to absorb that.
You're welcome.
Whatever the size of my heart, that's. You okay? That's not.
Yeah, I'm good.
That's not
I
how
feel
you
good.
Roll.
What do you mean that's okay. not how I roll?
So right. for not, since
I would have
been, this,
here's what Tausch right. would have normally said. I mean, Homer, I just got to tell you, I was shocked. I almost feel like I didn't know what to do. You actually had a good tweet. I mean, I guess anything's possible. Your good tweet might actually be as amazing as the Brewers play. That's the Tausch. How'd that do?
I would never say something. That's what the Big Needler would say.
No, I don't know about that, Bruce Irvin. All right, here is the actual tweet from Steve the Homer True. Please follow everything the Brewers do. The biggest sports surprise in Wisconsin since the 1993 Badgers football team. Try to find a bigger surprise since then, but you will fail, all capital letters. Brewers team is historically special. How's my Homer using
pretty
the
good.
Historically
pretty good.
Special. So far, please continue. I think I do a better Homer than Jesse does Tausch.
That was pretty good.
That was good.
Homer, what prompted this and what, as Tausch pointed out, the surprising engagement of all the replies and 393 likes to this tweet. What prompted this, and how has the conversation moved forward since your outstanding tweet?
I don't know of the conversation because I'm not interested in the conversation. I'm just interested in my brilliance. It all started with Professor Anderson, John Anderson, who's just a huge Brewer fan and stuff. And I asked him, well, explain it to me. And he said, I can't. And I thought, wow, then they're statistically might be the best team in baseball this season so far, from supposed to win 70-some games. Their best player, Christian Yelich, isn't even playing. They were without their closer for half the season. It'll be one of the great stories. If they won the World Series, this would be one of the great stories in the history of sports. That's how good it would be.
Yeah. No, I don't know
and
if anybody
so
can argue
everybody
because
should, Go ahead.
Yeah, I just think when you look back at where this team was, trade away Burnsy, Woodruff down for the year, your two guns, right? And we're not going to have enough. What did you say, 70-some wins projected? I think all of us kind of just thought this is going to be a tough year. We're going to end up trading Adames. How is it all going to shake itself out? And new manager, and they have exceeded expectations. They just keep winning. And I know they lost last night, but the surprise component to this and the fact that you're right on the doorstep of being a one or a two seed where you don't have to play in that opening weekend, it's been unbelievable. Now, to cap that off and to actually close up your tweet and make it completely sensible, they have to win the whole thing. They can't just make the playoffs because they've made the playoffs. We're now accustomed to that. If they win the whole thing, I totally agree with you. There will not be a better Wisconsin sports story. That includes the Rose Bowl of 93, the 2000 Badger basketball team. I think Marquette, when they had their runs, they were kind of expected to be good. This would be the biggest surprise, but they have to do it in the postseason, not just the regular season. You joining my club?
Yeah, but I would give them credit. It would be special if they made the World Series. But you're right. To stand out as the greatest ever, you have to pull the whole deal. Not having been to the World since 82 would give it some merit. And then, you know, if they pull it, then you want to see what happens to some of these players. You can't do it without talent. So it might be you're just seeing a number of young players starting and not yet knowing how good they are, or it could be they all just had a phenomenal year.
Baseball kind of humbles you along the way, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. But, I mean, Cheerio could be a Hall of Famer. You could be seeing him at his first. I mean, I don't – and the other players, some of them may just be better because right now there's an unknown. But, yeah, it's the – quality of their play. I mean, normally be like, yeah, but they're winning a match. No, they're winning one-run games, and that evens out. Or no, they use run differential appropriately so, and I think they're first or second in all of baseball. And you're talking about some other very good teams, and they're equal with unknown players who have replaced unknown players.
So, has your expectations changed? We had this discussion, I don't know, a month ago or so. And now that they have done what they've done, and they're going to close up shop here probably by the middle of the month as far as winning the division, then it's chasing to make sure you're not in that three slot so you don't have to play in that first round. What is the expectation? If they don't get out of the first round, are you going to look back and say, yeah, it's just we're a small market team? Or are you going to have that same amount of disappointment that you have when the Milwaukee Bucks get eliminated, or especially the way the Green Bay Packers have been eliminated?
I will have the same kind of frustration I had when Tom Watson almost but didn't win the British Open at age 60, because you have the possibility of something historical. And if they lose before there's any memory, it's all forgotten. It's like a guy who scores 30 points in a game or 30 points in a row or whatever, and the team loses. You don't even remember it because you have to finish the deal to where you can say, and I think there would be that if they made the World Series. They'd have to beat some good National League teams. But, yeah, the sadness will be as to whether or not the greatness and the shock, surprise, will all be forgotten if they don't equal that to some degree in the postseason. Then it's like, they teased us, not in a negative way, but they teased us in the potential of greatness, historic greatness. You don't have that many opportunities to have something that's so incredible you never forget. I mean, the greatest example is the hockey team in 1980. It's as strong today to anyone who was alive as it was then because of how incredible the surprise and greatness was. You just don't get many of those. And this could be one. It could be one. And I'm not dreaming. They have played at a level that it's justified to think they could win it all.
Yep.
And your argument, Tausch, when we parallel it with the 93 Badgers team, is that had that team then lost the Rose Bowl, we wouldn't look at it. And even though it wasn't a national championship,
it would have been a program-changing thing, but it would not be the same amount of lore
right.
that we see with what that group did for this program.
So, Homer, having followed the Brewers, you know, your entire professional career, and, you know, we were talking to Kelly Call last week or 2 weeks ago about the Just a Bit Outside, the documentary about the 82 Brewers. Why do you think this team has been able to put itself in the position that it's in? Why do you think it is? You mentioned the young players and Churio, and maybe they just are great players that we don't realize how great they're going to eventually become. Is it Pat Murphy? Is it, like, what is it about this team, in your opinion, that has allowed it to overcome the level of loss and adversity that it has faced?
Talent. They're just better than you think, than you thought, because you didn't know them. You can't do this with anything but talent. Can't be done. You play too many games. And they're winning, as I said, the run differential. They clearly are way more talented than anybody thought, and that goes to David Stearns because he hired Matt Arnold when he got his first job, who was not a teammate but a competitor, and Arnold has put together an incredibly talented group of young players that nobody's aware of, and even with the injuries, they still won. Yes, Murphy's important. Would they have the same record with Craig Counsell? Almost identical. Which is just said to irritate people, I'll admit.
Yeah, well, it worked on GC, I'm sure. All right, so let's shift gears
I mean, it's
before
talent.
We...
There's talent here that, so the plays they make, the defensive talent that they have, and it's just, when you watch them, just, they do, it's like old-fashioned baseball. They do all the things, but you still, they just have skills and have ability that no one knew existed. I mean, and with pitchers, they're like, they just keep these pitchers. Who's this guy? Damn, he's good. Oh. And then who's this guy? And then it just keeps going on and on. And they'd all become legends based on what they do in the postseason. And that's of some curiosity, too. It'll be whoever makes the big plays in the postseason that will elevate themselves. Other than Churio, I'm still disappointed. Nobody. He hits a grand slam. There ought to be little boxes of Churio being thrown out on the field. In the
Who's cleaning that up? I mean, that's a lot of work.
I don't care who's cleaning that up.
You don't care because it ain't you.
You're now Mr. Janitor. Now the regular Tauscher is back.
I want to make sure the janitors aren't having to do it. If it's a walk-off, yes. But you don't want to slow the game down because people have to vacuum up Churios out on the field. Like, come on.
Yeah. They're in a box. They're in the little boxes.
Well, you're not going to just fire boxes out. You got to sprinkle.
Yeah.
You don't put confetti in a box and throw the box out. You throw confetti out there.
Nice to know Tauscher's back.
Let's get real about that.
Okay.
Hey, Homer, when you factor everything in, and this sounds like a crazy question, but I don't think it is. What is the better trade that the Brewers have made? Is it trading for Yelich? Or is it trading for Adamas?
I don't know. It's legitimate. I'd have to look at it more. I know
because you factor in you paid and you've been limited, and Yelich has been hurt. Even though Yelich is an MVP, and Adamas has not been, but man, has he made a difference in this club?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, to sell.
So which one?
Selling Adamas. Yes. I don't think he's at Yelich's eight. I don't know. I'd have to go back and look at all the trades. But your premise of historic appreciation. Well,
I'm just asking you these two trades. I'm not asking you every trade in the history of the organization.
I know. I don't know
Ted Simmons,
that well.
Pete Vukovich.
Man, you are smoking. Tausch is back. Yeah, I don't remember the two damn trades. Has Adamas been more important? The only reason the Brewers are one of the maybe the biggest reasons, this is what you should have said. Now, I'm being a good time. This is what you should have said. Everybody's thinking about Yelich. The only reason they're still in it without Yelich because he's hurt is because Adamas has been that good. He has been that good, and Churio has been as good as Adamas, maybe better since the All-Star break. Check that out.
So would you rather have after this?
Might be MVP level in the second half of the year if not for Babe Ruth playing for the Dodgers.
Babe Ruth's pretty good out there in L.A. Now, I just got a text. What about throwing churros instead of Cheerios on the field?
Sure.
After
fine.
A home run?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Either one is good. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
All right. Homer, before we let you go, I want to circle back because we didn't talk any Packers. We haven't actually talked a whole lot of Packers all day today.
We've talked a ton of Packers.
We've talked about becoming a Packers fan a ton.
We broke down Josh Jacobs, Rasheed Walker, plane rides. Like, let's not get crazy here.
I know what I saw. They talked about the guy that just re-signed with the 49ers, Williams, their great tackle.
Trent Williams, yeah.
The number of how good he was equaled by one player in the league at left tackle, the Packers left tackle. And he should be holding out.
Ooh. Sheet.
Rasheed Walker begins a holdout upon arrival.
He should be holding out. Look,
I think he'd
want to
do that before he got on the plane.
Left tackle, or to gave up the fewest sacks. That guy's making what? $380 million? Yes.
Yeah, Trent Williams making
a
lot of money.
If I'm that kid, I'm holding out. I ain't playing.
Okay.
There you have it.
Let him know.
All right. Homer, what are your expectations for Friday night? I know you're going to do the Boldathon with us tomorrow, but what are your expectations for the Packers? Talking about talent and a team that's loaded up on talent like you were with the Brewers, what are your expectations for the opener?
It's one game. My view of them as a team won't change, win or lose.
Yeah, but it'll change. Will it not change if this defense goes out and plays a big-time game against one of the most veteran skilled group of offensive players in the entire league? Won't your mindset change if Halfley's defense suffocates this offense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that it would change. But
okay, so then it will change.
It would still be viewed under one game.
No, so it will change. I just want to make sure we're on the same page. It will change if that is what happens.
A one game will change.
You had fired people after one game. You've benched people after one game.
Will be Tauscher being Homer. We don't need Homer anymore. Tauscher, you just be Homer.
No, don't get all pouty. Hey, don't get Homer. Homer, don't be all pouty. I'm just asking because you just made one of your bold proclamations that you do. And I do think if they go down and don't play well on offense and get beat, I'm not going to panic. But I certainly, if they go down and play well and defensively stifle this offense, I will be even more excited about where this team is because that's what I hope happens, but hope ain't a strategy.
What if the defense sucks?
Then I'll be concerned.
I won't be that bothered.
I'm not going to like pout about it, but I'll also have more questions. Why is this? I thought this was going to be different. But if they stifle, if they're stifling down there in Sao Paulo, you're going to feel really good about this team's, what they can do this season.
Less than you want me to.
I don't know. I've done enough post-game shows with you to know you're a big overreactor, like big time.
There we see. Tom's doing Homer better than Homer.
Are you not a big overreactor? Or am I crazy?
All I want to say is I'm glad you still join us, even though Tausch tells you what you think, because the process of him telling you and then you reacting to him telling you what you think is gold. Homer, we got to let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow during the Boldathon, though. Thanks.
How'd he hang up?
He hung up already.
That a baby.
Sounds like it.
I love it. It's always a good – it's good if we get 20 minutes with Homer and he hangs up. That's a good appearance.
Homer, of course, is brought to you on Wilde and Tausch by Johnson & Sons Paving.
Yeah, indeed. Summer's here, but before you know it, it's already going to be soup weather coming up. You better be prepping for winter. Johnson & Sons Paving wants to make sure you're ready by remembering the 3 R's of parking lot and asphalt maintenance. Reseal. Every 2 to 3 years. Repair. When you see signs of cracking or potholes. And replace. If there's constant standing water, warping, buckling, or sinking, don't scare your customers or tenants with a bad parking lot. Connect with Johnson & Sons Paving today to fix those minor repairs before they become huge headaches. Visit johnsonandsonspaving.com right now to schedule an appointment.
You might think the 10 o'clock hour is over, but you'd be wrong.
Oh, yeah,
we've still got one more segment left in the 10 o'clock hour. Live from the Pella Experience Center in Brookfield, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Gina Della, what's the phrase? She's got stuff going on. Sleek. Scheduled to appear to kick off the 11 o'clock hour. Again, we've had a few different people stop in. My buddy JV just stopped in as well. We are at the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center in Brookfield, conveniently located right off the highway.
Yep.
You made it just in time.
I did.
Is that needling? Is that considered needling?
No, you're right. I made it just in time.
I was worried, but I shouldn't have been. I'm also not worried about your prize picks because you've been on a pretty good roll lately, from what I understand.
Yeah, good run. Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. Over 5 million active members. Prize Picks, the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. And it is simple. You just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you can watch the winnings roll in. And right now, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with as little as 4 correct picks. And if you sign up today, you get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win. You get the $50 bonus. And you got, what, one day? The season starts tomorrow. Patrick Mahomes, more or less, 4,300 yards. I think we have Aaron Rodgers, 3,799. You have all these projections that you have throughout the season there. Fun. Enter them before week one kicks off. And download the Prize Picks app today. Use that code WI for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code WI on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks.
Run your game.
There you go.
Always wanted to say that. All right, Gina Della of Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, our host today, will join us. She is scheduled to appear, and since she's about 25 feet away from me, I feel fairly confident will appear in 2 minutes as we kick off the 11 o'clock hour. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.